Hey, hi, hello, it's Mike here. We are back with another Quick Questions, one show, but it's split into a couple topics, yes, two today, and both of these come from you all out there, listeners. Thank you. Also, if you're thinking of one, like right now, I've got questions at audacy.com. That's the mailbox, A-U-D-A-C-Y. But first stop today is the dry cleaners.
Hi, Mike. This is Alex from Madison, Wisconsin, and I've got a question. How does dry cleaning work?
Alex, we're going to tell you. Well, actually, Jedira Rodriguez at the Good Housekeeping Institute is going to tell you because it turns out she had been wondering about this, too.
Yes, so absolutely. It was actually my first assignment when I started with Good Housekeeping, and immediately when I saw it on the dock, I was just like, huh. And I think it's a question that a lot of people have because you drop your stuff off and you don't see in the back room, so you don't get to see what really goes on in there.
Yeah, we all go, but we don't know. So what did you find out?
Okay, so it's not new. It's been around since the 1800s, and it started off as something that was found out as an accident, actually. So someone spilled kerosene on a garment, and they noticed that when the kerosene evaporated, the garment stains were completely gone. So it was a brand new garment.
Okay, unexpectedly fun explanation, but it kind of presents the obvious problem, like you can't get too close to a candle.
Exactly. Like you don't want to take your curtains or something like that to the dry cleaners. And then you bring them back home and it's like, oh, well, now we're going to have a house
fire. Yeah, there they go.
Exactly.
So eventually they found something else.
Perchloroethylene.
Which actually was discovered by Michael Faraday. Famous chemist.
And it's still what is used primarily in most dry cleaners across probably the world.
And how does it work? Dry cleaning. No water, right? Dry. How does this actually lift the stain?
Right. So it's kind of a deceiving name, dry cleaning, because yes, there's no water used. So technically, the garments aren't wet, but it's still a liquid. So it's still an organic solvent that's a liquid. The thing is that it just evaporates much quicker than water does. It's basically a science experiment. So like dissolves like. So organic stains, proteins, and blood, things like that, are dissolved by organic solvents.
And this happens in washing machines, but they're not like ours. They're huge, more industrial, more temperature control. Also, it seems like I remember the little shops. Sometimes the clothes go away in like a van, and then they come back.
Right. So a lot of these dry cleaning equipment machines, they're not cheap. I mean, just yesterday I was looking some up on Google and like there are used ones on eBay that start at $4,000. And then the more expensive ones are up to $20,000, $30,000. So a lot of these smaller ones act as just drop-off locations. And they ship these items off to bigger centralized facilities that have all of the proper equipment that are needed.
Rewind for a second if you can. Remind me why we're not using water and soap. And like, yes, these are not just t-shirts that are going in.
Right. So there are specific fabrics like leather, wool, silk, satin, those things. When you wet them, you damage them. So I don't know if you've ever accidentally spilled something on a leather couch and you see that ugly brown stain comes out when you wet it and it doesn't really go away ever. So that's why we don't want to use water on those fabrics.
And afterwards, they come out pressed, steamed, because everything is so perfect. Like the little plastic sheets. The wire hangers.
Yeah, so they actually have these machines that are specialized and they can actually iron and steam your clothes in the shape that they are worn in. So if it's a dress, they'll hang them up or like clip them onto this machine so that when you get them at home, you see them perfect. You're like, oh my gosh, this is perfect. No wrinkles on it because they were steamed in exactly that position.
So that's why they can do it so much better than I can do it on the ironing board.
Exactly.
So Alex, there you have it. That's how dry cleaning works. Question two, Stephanie from Minnesota. Why do we roll our eyes when exasperated with people? I'm sure most of us have done this. We usually start as like teenagers when we don't want to do something. Chores, dishes. But this is probably more detailed than that. Yeah.
It's done across the lifespan. I mean, you could even go on TikTok and find toddlers rolling their eyes. Obviously, they're mimicking people that they see, but it's a low risk way to convey contempt.
Dr. Tracy Viancourt, University of Ottawa.
So studies have shown that women do it more than men. It is part of this thing called indirect or relational aggression. And it's used exactly for that reason, to convey contempt, but in a way that's more covert or circuitous than telling somebody off straight out.
And if we go back, like way back, is there a reason why women would do it more? and keep it to this low risk category?
For precisely that. I mean, studies have shown that we historically needed to stay alive for our babies to stay alive. So getting into high risk, aggressive interactions with others would have put our lives at risk and therefore our offspring's life at risk. So we developed a more circuitous way of aggressing against others, which is indirectly. So it's things like eye rolling and backstabbing and peer group exclusion. So it is a way to convey our displeasure without getting us into too much trouble.
Whereas the men would just like start fighting,
take out their sword and get at it.
Stab each other. Yeah. Okay. Does this go both ways? I mean, you do it more, but are you also better at detecting it?
We also know this, and we are so good at detecting it. In fact, I coach teenage girls soccer, and I tell them I can hear their eyes roll. So I'm very good at detecting it. I can detect it from 3 rooms away. And not only are we better at noticing it, but we're also more affected by it. So studies show that we have a heightened physiological reaction to somebody rolling their eyes at us.
Take me back to the babies, because you said you have videos. So they're watching the adults, they're watching TV, and then they're doing this?
Yeah, exactly. So they're just mimicking what we're doing. It's called social learning. And I'm a little bit addicted to TikTok for purely academic reasons.
Of course. Yes, same.
And I'm collecting videos on this because we have a study on toddlers' use of indirect aggression. And they're funny as heck, these videos. But we also have a study that shows that mean kids become mean adults. So there's some continuity on the eye roll.
And finally, before we go, is there something to the whites of the eye? I saw somebody say, human eyes, they have more whites. And so when we do this, you can really tell, like you can see it.
I never thought of that. That's a good question. I know when we show disgust, we show a lot of the whites of our eyes and surprise. And so, yeah, there might be something to it.
We'll leave you at the soccer field, since that's where she says she catches the eye rolls. Another call out for questions, please. I've got questions at odyssey.com. Send them to me. I usually say this comes from KNX News 97.1 FM in Los Angeles. Hear me in the afternoons, but now hear me in the mornings, 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time. Halloween episode next week. What do you think? Yes, let's. Bye now.